Okay, greetings from Paul. This may already have been touched on, but would appreciate further explanation of vitakka and vichara. And that's vitakka and vichara are aspects of thought process, so that the vitakka, Ajahn Jeff translates it, I think, very well. A directed thought, and vichara is examination, so that one directs a thought to a certain theme or object, and then vichara continues to explore that or examine it. And then inevitably that examination will either get sidetracked or distracted or fizzle out, and then we have to direct the thought again. This is part of the thought processes, but it's using the thought processes. And vitakka and vichara can also be, I mean, it can be certainly in meditation and our Dhamma practice, we need to learn how to be skillful. Sometimes it's used as like that vitakka vichara can be misapplied, and then of course we can be directing thought and examining, you know, sense desire and ill will and restlessness. That's not so useful. But it's that directing thought, examination, an old translation was initial thought and sustained thought. And that's that initial thought, and in the sustaining of that thought, the thought process around it, so that especially in meditation, one's learning how to direct that. And then there's different words for like using the thoughts, like one of the enlightenment factors is Dhamma Vichaya. So it's investigation of Dhamma. That's an enlightenment factor. Without that examination of Dhamma, then there tends not to be clarity of understanding. We have to rely on our thought processes to help to clarify. But it's also knowing the balance, and that's where, the 37 Wings to Awakening, there's different sets of teachings, and one of those sets of teachings is the four bases of spiritual success, and the first one being chanda, sort of desire, motivation, interest. I mean, those are different translations. That chanda is its root is desire, but it's one that can be we rely on for motivation and for skills, like dhamma chanda, just desire for dhamma, kusala chanda, desire for the wholesome, for the skillful. So then this, okay, motivation, desire, wirya, so effort. there takes some application of effort. Citta is the same mind, but it's referring to the settling of the mind, the composing of the mind. And then the last quality is, excuse me, is vimamsa. And vimamsa is another word for examination, investigation. It has an implication of reviewing as well. So one is reviewing one's experience because we have to learn from our experience. So this sense of vimamsa, investigating, reviewing. So vitakka vichara, I mean, these are all different words, but I mean, it's the sense of learning how to use the thought process for one's benefit rather than one's for one's detriment. Using the thought process to free the heart from hindrances rather than propping up and feeding the hindrances. So it's a one is using thought process, and vitakka and vichara are an integral part of the thought process. As a way that Ajahn Chah used to talk about vitakka and vichara is like vitakka is the lifting up of the thought. Like we can lift up the thought of the, say, the breath as an object, or lift up the thought of impermanence as a reflection. And then vichara is, it stays with that, it mingles with it, and it looks at it from different angles. So like you're, it's like vitakka is like, this is a clock. So lifting up the clock, and that's lifting up. But then vichara starts looking at it from different angles and seeing it more clearly. You know, but then of course we get bored of this clock and we put it down and we have to lift it up again. So it's and reflect on it. So it's just that process of how we reflect, we think, we examine, we explore our experience using the thought process. And of course, as the more clearly we see things, it's a source of well-being. It's a source of joy and happiness. It's like being able to see this, that's the how the Buddha describes those freedom from the hindrances. We use the that exploration, examination, thought process to see the hindrances and relinquish them. And that relinquishment is a cause for joy and happiness to be experienced.